Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. So today's topic is mental toughness, and the title is Finding Mental Toughness When Struggling. So today's topic kind of came up in mind because my mom and I did a workout together on Monday. Today is Thursday that I'm recording this. And we did a workout on Monday, and both our legs are still really freaking sore today. But we're scheduled to do a leg workout today. So I took my mom through her workout today. And part of it was going to be the difficulty of this workout wasn't so much the physical aspect that she was still sore. It was actually the mental aspect that she knew she was still sore. So we were going to put in a workout trying to get the absolute best of ourselves in a situation where she already knew mentally that she didn't have the best, her normal best, her usual best to give. So we did get the best of what she had today, that's for sure. But how would she work through the mental difficulty of knowing that she's not at her best, and yet knowing that I'm going to push her and expect her to be her best? And this is something that I think a lot of us can relate to is, you know, if things are not going the way we want them to, our food isn't right, our sleep isn't right, we're not getting to work out the right time of the day, maybe we don't have our normal equipment, maybe we're just kind of tired and unmotivated today. Just what do we do when we're struggling to feel eager to work out, in the sense of when our body just doesn't want to, our mind doesn't want to, how do we still get the work done? And typically what you're going to look to do there is you're going to have to actively take charge of your thoughts. So you have to take charge and force out the negative thoughts and force in positive thoughts or reinforcing thoughts that you can use to help you push to get that work done that's needed. So the body is not going to want to do anything. It is going to argue. Our bodies argue when we're normally fully healthy and totally fine, so they always argue then. So of course the body is going to argue against having to do work when it feels beat up and still sore. And then once you do get the body to accept the fact that it has to do work for that day, it's going to seek out what's the easiest way to get that work done. Both of these are negatives. So our body fighting against us to even do the work sometimes talks us into staying on the couch. And then our body looking for the easiest way, it kind of, maybe we're in the gym, maybe we're moving stuff around, but we're not really doing the best quality work and we know it. So how do we get past that? There are a lot of tricks and tips, but I want to give you kind of three methods that I think are kind of common and they work really well with the clients and people that I work with. And the first thing to do is to take control of your thoughts, like we said. And how do you do that? Number one method is aggressiveness. So towards yourself or towards others. So this is a method that I'd say is more commonly among men than females, but there are absolutely females that do it and men that don't, okay? But it is more commonly a male thing. And part of this would be like kind of that tough talk where you call yourself a big damn baby and, you know, it's time to get to work and da-da-da-da-da, and you get aggressive. So some of the things I'll say to myself sometimes is I'll sit there and I'll say, listen, you said you wanted this. You know, you said you wanted a 700-pound deadlift. Today's the day that we put in the work to earn that. You know, so I kind of talk myself through that way in the sense of, you know, you voiced this dream. You voiced this goal. Now's the chance to earn it. So you need to get your ass in gear and get moving and get this working. So I tend to be very aggressive towards myself. So this is the method I use. And I like being aggressive towards myself because me is who I'm worried about. Okay, I don't really care too much about other people in the sense of they're not going to be the limitation for how awesome I can be. I'm my own limitation, so I need to take charge of that and push myself. So I tend to do that where I get pretty aggressive and I remind myself of my goals and that this was the work that you knew was required to get to that goal. So here's the chance to earn it. You said you want it. Here's your chance to earn it. And that's something that really helps me and helps me motivate myself. And then also as a trainer, I think to myself is, how often do I expect the best of my clients? So every single time they come in, I expect them to give their best regardless of what they have to give. You know, even if their food isn't right, if their sleep isn't right, even if we had a change and work on a different day, I don't really care. I have no sympathy for that as a trainer. So you walk through those doors, therefore you committed to putting in your best, whether you knew it or not. So I'm going to get the best of you. So I tell myself, as you expect others to work hard, so you need to lead by example, you need to put in that work first. So those are the things that I do, is I direct it back towards myself, and in relatively aggressive language, so language I can't even put on this podcast, but that works for me. So that tough talk, kind of getting real with myself, is a really good way to kind of motivate myself and get myself moving. And it's what got me through a lot of stuff when I was younger, was using that kind of anger towards my old self. And when I would feel weak mentally, I'm like, this is why you're weak physically. This is why you're not achieving your goals in life, because you're so damn weak that you can't even do a single workout. You can't even commit to 1 hour, and you want the rest of your life to be good. You know, you're not even willing to work that hard for 1 hour. So that's the kind of stuff I do to myself, is I talk myself, not down, but I talk myself into getting active and getting moving. Now, you can also do aggressiveness towards others. So there's a book I recently read called Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. And it's a really good book for mental toughness, by the way. So if you're listening to this podcast to try to learn how to be more mentally tough, that book would be a fantastic resource. And in that book, he talks about the concept he calls taking souls. So, and what he means by this is, when he was going through military training, he'd have an instructor, for example, kind of barking orders at him and trying to push him to his limits. And he said what he would do is he would make it a challenge, a personal challenge between him and that person. And he would say, okay, I'm going to go until you break. You're going to get so tired of giving me orders. I'm going to break your spirit, because I'm going to do everything you ask of me with a smile. I'm going to look like I'm enjoying it so much that you just give up. What's the point of torturing this guy if he loves it so much? So that's what he said, was he would have the goal of taking souls, to where he would outwork the other person. So if you have a training partner, you're going to keep going until that person wants to quit. You never want to be the first person to say you want to quit. So, and I've done this with training partners in the past, and some of them listening now are probably laughing because they know it's true, is we would both just keep going and going and going and going, and then all of a sudden you kind of start to look at each other and be like, well, I'll keep going if you want to keep going. And you end up making a mutual decision to stop because you're both miserable and dying. So, but that's something where you can do, is aggressiveness towards others, in the sense of kind of seeing if you can be tougher than them. So I remember once when I was younger, I was running on a track, and I told myself, as I was running, I was kind of suffering. I was dying. But there was this guy in front of me, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to keep running until he stops. So he started after I started, but I wonder if I can keep going longer than he'll go. And I kept running lap after lap after lap, trying to stay behind him in my pacing and seeing if he would quit. And I forget how many laps it took, but it took way longer than I ever thought it would have taken, or what I had thought I had in me. But eventually he walked off the track. I ran like half a lap extra and then just kind of passed out and died. But that was the example of taking souls, is where you stay aggressive, but you're aggressive towards others. Can you be stronger than them? And you're using them as an example of something to break. Okay? Then the other method we have is more positive. Okay? The other two methods actually are both more positive. So you can have the aggressiveness, which does work for some people, but also for others it does not. And it doesn't, there is no best method. So there isn't like you need to be aggressive if you're not aggressive in nature. That's totally fine. You find what works for you. Whatever gets you moving and gets you to get the job done, that's the best one. You don't have to fit the mold of somebody else or what you think is cool, okay, or tough. So if you don't get motivated through aggressiveness, that doesn't make you weak. That doesn't mean you're not cool. Like, you just find whatever the hell gets work done, and that's best for you, okay? So there's no ego challenge. There's no comparison challenge. You just use the method that works for you. So method number two is being an example for others. So we talked about, with method number one, is aggressiveness towards others. This is more of a positive, so not negative, but positive. Is, can you be strong to show others how strong they can be? To show them what's possible. So if you show up on a day that you don't really want to do it, but yet you go ahead and you get that work done, then when you're talking to somebody else, or somebody else in your life sees how hard you're working, how willing you are to work towards your goals, maybe you can motivate them to do the same. So it's kind of like leading by example in a positive way. So oftentimes I'll see this for spouses, where the husband or the wife will take on a healthy lifestyle, hoping that it influences the other. And this is often something that I warn against them having their only motivator. So we talk about intrinsic and extrinsic motivators, and we talk about having multiple motivators. So one extrinsic motivator can be trying to motivate someone else. Now, that can be something that is good. It can help you on a random day, help push you to do something, especially if that person's watching or that person's aware of it. That's going to really help you kind of push through that day. But it's also obviously better to have intrinsic motivators and other motivators. So that way, if that person never really does take up a healthy lifestyle, it won't negatively impact you in the sense that you'll quit yours. So you have to make sure that this doesn't become your only motivator. It's trying to be an example for other people. Because, unfortunately, other people do let us down sometimes. So they might not want the healthy lifestyle that you want for them. You know, that's their choice. It's their life. So it's okay to use it as a motivator and try to be the best you can be for someone else, to lead by example. But don't make it your only motivator. Okay? Make sure you spread it out and think of some stuff that's still more for you. More intrinsic self-motivators. So that'll be method two, is if you're in the workout and you're like, man, I really don't want to finish this, I really don't want to do this, but I know so-and-so is watching, I know so-and-so is going to know if I come home early, you know, I better get in here, get this work done, make sure I finish up everything I'm supposed to do, and hopefully it'll show them, maybe they'll step up and do it too. So that's the second method. And then the third method is to do it for the future you, okay? So think of your future dreams, your future goals, your hopes, what you want to become, who you want to become. And realize that the work you're putting in today is a step in that journey. The only way to be great then is to be great today. So that is a motivator for you. And it's a positive motivator. So for example, my mom, we saw a video on Instagram once. There was a lady who was 80 years old with big puffy pink hair, and she was deadlifting. So one of the things I'll often tell my mom is when she's working out, I'll say, hey, if you want to be that old 80-year-old lady with pink hair still deadlifting, get moving. You know, I kind of motivate her. And we talk about doing it for her future self. So she has some examples of people older that she doesn't want to resemble, when, like, physically. So people who are kind of incapacitated, they can't move well. And she's like, I don't want to be that way. I still want to be in control of my body. I still want to be healthy and be able to move around. And I told her, is you have to work hard today if that's what you want for your tomorrow. So even in our workout today, when she was struggling and kind of questioning whether or not she could do something, I said, listen, if you want to be deadlifting in 10 years, you've got to be willing to deadlift today. This is it. Today is how you build the future that you want. Today is how you build your tomorrow. So that's something you can do, is motivate yourself by thinking of your future goals and recognizing that today is a stepping stone. So if you shortchange today, it's going to take you longer to get where you want to get to. Or you'll kind of just be one day behind. You'll be, and also think about if you're willing to let it be less than perfect today. And now, I mean, perfect as in, like, you know, you have to have every, you know, workout perfect with perfect equipment and perfect scenarios and all that stuff. But I more so mean like trying to be perfect in what you had capable. So can you put in the best that you have to offer today? And if you shortchange today, you're more likely to shortchange tomorrow and then shortchange the next day. And all of a sudden you don't even go to the gym one day. It's a very quick downward spiral. So you have to hold yourself accountable to the best that you're capable of every day so that way you'll do it again tomorrow. So our bodies and just our general nature enjoy being lazy. So we enjoy doing nothing, at least for a little bit, you know. So if given the choice to beat ourselves up with exercise or to sit on the couch and take a nap, we're going to sit on the couch and take a nap. That's human nature. So if you let yourself be lazy today, you're more likely to be lazy tomorrow. So these are some tips that can help, is thinking of if you find yourself behind mentally, and you know, man, I am having a miserable day. I cannot get myself motivated. Then you have to immediately take control of your thoughts. Stop whining, stop complaining, and start putting in positive, motivating thoughts. Okay? So as a trainer, I get to do that for my clients. I tell them to be quiet, and I start chiming in on all these positive things. I go through the methods. I tell them, hey, listen, this is what you said you wanted. You showed up today. You walked through the doors today because you know that you want that goal. Right now, you're questioning it. Right now, it's difficult. Right now, it's tough. But let's grow. Let's become better. Okay? If you want that goal, today is when you earn it. Right now, this set, this rep, this is where you earn your dreams. So there you go. So that's something we go through and we kind of help. And when you don't have a trainer or a training partner, you got to give those speeches to yourself. So I'm probably the most bipolar person in the world because when I have workouts that I'm struggling, I immediately kick into a different personality and start pushing myself. So I've trained myself that when I get into a negative thought, when I look at something, I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't want to do that. I'm like, okay, you big baby, now you're doing it twice. Now you got two sets instead of one because you're being a big damn baby about it. So that's the way I motivate myself, is being very aggressive, and it's worked for me. But like I said, you got to find what works for you. So method one is being aggressive towards yourself or towards others, like with that taking souls concept. Method two would be being a positive example for others. Can you show others what they should be truly capable of, what is out there for them, how strong they can be by being strong yourself. And method three is to do it for your future you. So you know the dreams you have, you know that you have the goals, the future kind of hopes and images that you want to have. Well, today is how you're going to earn it, you know, so you got to put in the work today to be able to become that future self, to live that, you know, that dream that you want in the future. So there are other methods, but I figured this would be three that would be good, and they're very common, and it keeps our podcast kind of relatively short and feasible. And also recognize that you can use more of these than one. So sometimes in a single workout, I'll use all three of these and plus some other ones. You just do whatever you got to do to talk yourself into getting into work. So that, it does help when you're in the moment and you're struggling, is trying to get your talk yourself into more positive, proactive mindset rather than that negative, complaining, whiny mindset. So how do you get better at this? How do you improve your future? Is to challenge yourself. You need to create situations in which you mentally struggle. Learn how to overcome them. Every time you do that, you get better and better at it. And you won't struggle until you get to a bigger, bigger challenge. So you're always going to struggle when you test your limits. But as you get better at this stuff, your limits become greater and greater, and those struggles become less and less frequent. Okay, so one of the challenges, I'll give you some examples that I've done in my own training, okay, is I've worked out the same body part 2 days in a row. I've actually trained the same body part, I think like 5 or 6 days in a row, I forget what I did, but it was several days in a row just to prove to myself that I'm tough enough to handle the pain and to handle the stress. So maybe you'd train your chest 2 days in a row. So one day you come in here, you do awesome, you know, good set of flies, you do some, you know, barbell presses, maybe some incline dumbbell presses, you do some dips, and then all of a sudden you go into shoulders and arms. The next day, come in, do the same damn workout. See if you push the same numbers, see if you test yourself, and see if you can be mentally tough enough to train that muscle even when it's not at its best. And that'll force you to be at your best mentally. So that's a good technique. If you want to become mentally stronger, train the same body part 2 days in a row. See if you can push yourself to do it. Another one would be to try a whole new workout style, and preferably one with a leader or a partner. So I've done this before where I thought like I was kind of getting slack, is I'd find a friend or somebody who did like, say, CrossFit or Strongman or some other kind of category than what I normally train. And I would tell them, like, hey, I want to do your workout with you. You know, you lead the way, you pick everything, I'm just going to try to survive. And they'll giggle and laugh, but sometimes, you know, more often than not, they're receptive, and they'll think it's kind of fun to share some, like, their world with somebody, share their knowledge. So you can jump in and see if you can keep up with their training. And that's a really good way to test yourself, because maybe you take long rest periods and they take short ones. Maybe you lift light weights, but they're going to test you with heavy weights. So they're going to push you out of your comfort zone, and that'll give you a chance to mentally challenge yourself and see if you can get stronger. Now, if you get stronger on that day, on learning how to push yourself through uncomfortable situations, you'll be able to do that everywhere else in your life. Not only in the gym, not only with physical health, but mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and everywhere else. Okay, the other thing we have is to do challenge exercises. So I've done a workout where I did 1,000 reps of squats in a single workout. That was horrible, but that was a good mental challenge. I've dragged a weighted sled a mile. That was awful, but that was a good challenge. And then I remember once I saw a video where these guys, there was like 4 or 5 guys, they were doing clean and press throws with a 100-pound D-ball. And what a D-ball is, it's kind of like a medicine ball, but it doesn't bounce. So a big, heavy kind of rubber ball that doesn't bounce. That way when you throw it up in the air and it hits the ground, it just kind of stops there. It doesn't, you know, roll across the room. So these guys, I think it was 5 guys, they did 5 minutes round-robin style of clean and presses with a 100-pound D-ball. So one guy would pick it up off the floor, clean it to his chest, throw it over his head, then he'd back away. The other guy, next guy would grab it, do the same thing, next guy, same thing, and he did it for 5 minutes straight. Well, I said, screw them, I'm going to do it myself. So I have a video actually on YouTube of me doing a 100-pound D-ball clean and press for 5 minutes straight. And it was rep after rep after rep after rep. It was horrible, 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 but it was an awesome mental challenge. to see if I could keep pushing myself to go for the full time. And what was actually neat was I mentally had the goal of 5 minutes, but I didn't have a timer. So I just kept going and going and going and had to guess what I thought 5 minutes was. So I'm sure at like some point in time in the 3 minute mark, I was like, oh, it has to be 5 minutes now. But if I quit now and I go look at my phone, or if I look at my timer, what if it's not 5 minutes? You know, I've been mentally weaker than I tried to check in only 3 minutes. That's pathetic. So I kept talking myself into pushing and pushing and pushing. And I'm like, oh, it has to be 5 minutes now. So I try a couple more. It has to be 5 minutes now. Try a couple more. And here I ended up going just over 5 minutes. So I probably spent like 3 of the 5 minutes talking myself out of quitting. So, but it was a good mental challenge to do a 100-pound clean and press for 5 minutes, basically. So those are really good ways for you to build your own mental strength, is to train the same body part 2 days in a row, even 3 days in a row. You can try a new workout style with a leader or a partner, somebody that's going to push you past whenever you start hitting your uncomfortable spots. Or you can do a challenge exercise where you do some exercise for an insane amount of reps, or you try to do something like you said, dragging a sled for a mile. You know, just something that's a big challenge for you, that when, if you were to hear somebody say it, like I did 100 reps on a leg press, 1,000 reps on a leg press, you'd be like, holy crap, there's no way. Well, that's your sign to go do it. So you're going to be capable of a lot more than you think once you push yourself. So your body is a reflection of your mind. Your mental limits will determine your physical limits. But that also means that you can be stronger as you make your mind stronger. So my body can become anything that I'm willing to push my mind to do. Okay? You control your limits. What are your limits going to be? What limits are you willing to accept? What are you truly capable of? So this is what you can do. When you're struggling to motivate yourself, when you're struggling to find mental toughness, you can use one of the methods. Be aggressive towards yourself or aggressive towards others. You can be an example for others. Try to step up and lead by example, or you can do it for the future you. Know your goals and realize that the work today is required to reach that goal tomorrow. So put in that work. Don't quit. You can challenge yourself. So train the same body part 2 or 3 days in a row. You can try a whole new workout style, having somebody push you past your uncomfortable spots. You can do a challenge exercise. Try something that's a little insane and see if you can do it. See if you can push yourself to it. Okay? So that's going to be a really good way for you guys to find and actually build and create mental toughness. Cool. Hopefully that was helpful. So if you like this information, you can find more from us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Brutal Iron Gym. If you like the podcast, please share them. So the more people we help, the happier the world's going to be. And then if you have any questions, feedback, or suggestions, we'd love to hear from you. The podcast is for you, so we want to know what you want to learn about, okay? You can email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.